This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Shares of Etsy, the crafts marketplace that went public a little bit less than a month ago, picked up almost 4% today. It's nice, but shares are still well shy of their IPO day pop, about 30 bucks there. It's tempting to think of Etsy sellers as being on the smaller side of small business, and a lot of them are. Alicia Schaefer, though, most definitely is not. She is the second-ranked merchant on the entire site, selling women's clothing and accessories, and lots of them at her shop. It's called Three Bird Nest. It was not, however, an instant success. Alicia, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you.
I don't imagine that when you started this business, you set out to be number two on Etsy, did you?
I set out to be number one, so I still have work to do.
So you failed. Get off the interview, go back to work.
Yeah, no, I actually, it didn't have any anticipations, quite honestly, of it even turning into a true business.
And we should say this is your second business, right? The first one kind of didn't go so well.
This is my
third
business.
All right.
The first one did not go well at all. The second one was the brick and mortar store that I had kind of led my path into where I am today.
You decide to get into Etsy and Three Bird Nest that way. Tell me about the thought process. What made you say, Etsy, yeah, I can do this?
You know, for me, Etsy was a great place to start because the marketplace was there. I didn't have to invest a lot of money into getting people to come to the website organically and paying for SEO, and I didn't have to do any of that to start. So I think a lot of this was really in the beginning was out of necessity. I needed to make money to pay for financial loss that we had had. I didn't want to lose our house. And knowing that I had an opportunity to not make the same mistakes from being a business owner that I had previously and putting those to work to my benefit and loving every second of what I do has made a huge difference.
I was about to ask you about fear as a motivator because that seems like what was going on in the beginning, but clearly not now. If you love every second of what you do, fear is no longer the motivator.
You know, and I think it's good to have a little bit of fear in you because for me personally, the first business I had, it did good. I am totally okay saying I was a little cocky. I felt like, you know, no one was going to take me down and I have this great brand and people know who we are and I'm selling to all these big, you know, brick and mortar stores and that's not good. You need to have a little bit of fear in you to keep you on track. And I think it's made me appreciate every single customer that gives me a penny to buy something from us.
I'm trying to figure out how you got as big as you are in this space with $0 spent on advertising and marketing.
Yes. It's so important for Three Bird Nest as a brand to have everything that we touch, our customer sees, to be something they connect with. So that goes from our photography to how we respond to emails to how we get in front of our customers. Social media has been huge for us. And the last year has been explosive for us because we have been interacting with our customers more. We want their feedback. Do you like this shoe or this shoe? And I think that's exciting to people. They like to be part of what's coming next. And I think that's fantastic. It's exciting for us to see it too.
What's the hardest thing? What's the most challenging thing about this?
Logistics.
Really?
Logistics, without a
fulfillment?
Doubt. Fulfillment.
Yeah.
We have had a disaster with fulfillment, quite honestly. It's what we're dealing with right now. And it's something that I've never had to manage or deal with before.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the little things to me that have made such a huge difference that we've lost in that transition, which we're now bringing back in-house. So I'm working on that right now, and it's crazy exciting for me because that's really our next step. And
you're back to the fear, actually, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it's scary. I'm going to have this huge project coming on that tackling it now versus what we were doing a year ago is something completely different. So I'm excited to grow that and to, you know, see where that's going to take us in the next year.
That's pretty good. Alicia Schaefer is the founder and president and CEO, and I imagine whatever else she wants at Three Bird Nest. Alicia, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.